Go long! Go long!
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £1,000 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team. Paddy Power Fantasy. Hate waiting. Love winning. Paddy Power Fantasy rules apply. Team plus begambleaware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show in association with Paddy Power Fantasy and our Saturday Daily Fantasy Special, which can only mean one thing, the return of the OG, the Fantasy OG. No, that's Ollie Gill. How are you, man?
I'm very good. Just got off the plane from the 70s, actually, so I'm glad I got here in time.
You are dressed for the occasion. And for those of you listening to the pod and not watching this on YouTube, for the benefit of them, let's see what you brought to the studio this week. It is.
It's it looks ridiculous with the headset, hence why I'm not wearing it, but it's my sort of, you know, giving Indiana Jones a bit of love.
It's a kind of mixture of Indiana Jones and a bit of The Undertaker in the mix
exactly
as well.
Right.
So Ollie's brought a hat with him, this week. Pod listeners, head over to YouTube, come watch the video, get involved, leave it on the table like The Undertaker leaves it in the ring, symbolically. There we go. Can we do that? No, we should as well concentrate if that is on the table. Now let's remind everybody of the basics of daily fantasy. Paddy Power style.
So same scoring system as ESPN's use. Of course, every week you get to change your team. So if you stuff up, you can pretty much just have a clean slate going into the next week. Unfortunately, though, here's the catch. You do have a budget, £60,000. So, I mean, you can do pretty well with £60,000, but you've got to be really smart, get your draft day on, and just pretend you're really in that back room office and just really, really concentrate, take your time. Because you do have to work within that budget.
Count those pennies carefully. Yeah, we're going to try and give you a few steers. I guess opposite ends of the spectrum. Players you can blow the bank on, which is what I love to do. But economical picks as well, as Ollie says, to get them all in under that 60K. If you head to Paddy Power Fantasy, two big competitions this weekend. £9 to enter the £1 million top prize. I'm liking the sound of that. Or if you're new to the game, there's a super free contest this week on Sunday, just the 6pm games. You can only pick players from those games. The top 1,500 customers win a prize. It's £1,000 for first place.
Imagine how many hats I could buy with that.
Oh, mate, at least 985.
Exactly right.
All right, then. We'll kick things off with our stack. So this is a quarterback wide receiver tandem from the same team that we think is going to go big.
Well, the thing I'll start by saying, second round, don't panic. Keep the skeleton of your team, I've always argued. So, yes, you do get the chance to totally start again on a fresh slate, but back yourself. So if you don't want to change it up, you don't have to, but I'm going for
a fresh
start. I love
what you're saying. Players that you've got a hunch on that maybe didn't play out week one, go again.
We've got 16 rounds here. You know, it's going to change week by week, so don't panic. So you don't have to necessarily totally start again. So I've always thought, keep the skeleton and back yourself. But I'm going for different stack this week with Cousins and Thielen, both rated £7,300 this round. They are playing Green Bay Packers, who defensively they were actually really strong in their first game against the Bears. But I believe that when Dalvin's not running the ball, you know, we saw how dominant Thielen was in his opening game. He's well on track to have possibly the best season of his career thus far. And Cousins looks comfortable this year. You know, he looks like he is the quarterback that the Vikings desperately wanted when they got him. So I'm going to back them going into this game against Green Bay.
So dynamic last season. They need the win, of course, the Vikings going into Green Bay. We don't really know their identity yet this season, I think. So a really interesting pick there. I got two. I'm going to follow your logic and stick with a tandem I picked last week as a value pick that I think could go big again. Josh Allen and John Brown at the Buffalo Bills. $7,500 for Josh. £6,300 will get you John Brown. Allen got 17.55 points last week. They combined for 39.34. They're up against the Giants. And we know the Giants, how do we put this diplomatically, going to struggle this season. I think it's a tasty matchup there. They've definitely got some simpatico going on. I like that as an option. A lot of people are going to go big, unsurprisingly, on Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown. And Baltimore, because they just tore things up last week against the Miami Dolphins, have a relatively straightforward matchup again this week against Arizona. Lamar's costing a lot of money. And often, I guess, you see in fantasy, Ollie, that players have a strong week, and so everybody reaches for them. And that might be the case here, because you've got to beat your competitors in daily fantasy. It might be one of those picks that everybody goes for, but if you look at the numbers, they got 62.26 last week. It was a hell of a performance. Arizona are going to, I guess, be a tougher bet than Miami. You get them together for 12,900. Lamar's 8'2". Marquise Brown is 5'7". I just think it is a safe bet they're going to replicate what they did against the Dolphins. So slightly more left field with Allen and Brown, or Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown is a safer pick.
You love a safe pick, don't you?
I love
take a
safe
risk once in a while.
All right, let's go big. Players, top players that are worth stumping up the dollars for. Who are you going with, Al?
This week I'm going with the main man himself. It is Tom Brady. They are taking on Miami this week. And last week he was vintage, I thought. He is seriously the epitome of a fine wine. He is just getting better and better with age. And last week it really did feel like he was a young man again. And I just feel against Miami, they really struggled in that first game. We always knew they would, but I was surprised at how much they struggled.
And secondary as well. Normally, the strongest unit there.
I couldn't agree more.
Are you not worried about? And look, quite clearly they are opposite ends of the spectrum. But are you not worried about Miami being New England's bogey team? New England going to Miami and struggling in the conditions and historically, do you pay any credence in that?
You know what? I don't. I think New England right now, they looked really, really comfortable and confident. And I think going into this game, they'll take it as an opportunity to try different things. I think that that's what Brady will possibly be doing. We don't know if Antonio Brown will or will not play, but I think that that opens the door regardless. If he doesn't play, that they can then go, okay, well, let's try some different things. I think it's the one game in the season that you can sort of afford yourself to just sort of try different things, see what works. So I reckon they're just going to absolutely toy around with the Dolphins.
And I think that historical records are often, I think, overstated, because people talk about a team hasn't won here for 9 years. Well, these are players that 9 years ago are not factory anymore.
Totally. So,
however, I think with Belichick, I think that is going to niggle him a bit. People do bring up that, oh, they're your bogey team. You struggle when you go down to Miami. I think Belichick might unleash hell for Miami. So I love that pick. Great shout. I'm playing it safe with my going big pick, Patrick Mahomes. You get him for £9,000. Doesn't take a genius to work out why I'm going Mahomes here. He's averaged 26.81 last season, stepped up, showing that he's picking up where he left off with 27.31 against the Jags defense that is clearly much stronger than the Raiders defense he's up against this weekend, particularly with a loss of Jonathan Abraham. The rookie safety looks so good. He is out indefinitely as well. Sammy Watkins, a comeback kid, another target, as if Mahomes needed any more targets as well. Going big on Mahomes. Alvin Kamara, worth a look as well, I think, against
Definitely.
The Rams. He's £8,700. He put up almost 21 points against a good Texans defense last weekend. The Rams, they allowed McCaffrey to run all over them. 37.9 points McCaffrey got last weekend against them. And they are susceptible to the run. How good this LA Rams side is, I think Kamara is going to make some hay against them in LA. So either one on that, I can't really pick between the two, but Mahomes, Kamara, for me there. Okay, opposite end of the spectrum, all bargain picks. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to go with Jacoby Brissett. So we've got £6,000 for him, which is our sort of our cutoff line. Anything under six or six itself. He's going to take his opportunity. He's played second fiddle for such a long time now, and he's really got the chance to get the keys to the car that is the Colts and really take them for a drive.
What kind of car would the Colts be?
Some sort of wagon, you would have thought.
Yeah.
Some sort of like a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Or something like that. No offense to the pickup truck. It's a great vehicle.
We love a pickup truck.
But yeah, I just get the sense
we'll have a giant horseshoe, on the front.
Oh, just, how good would that be?
We'd be like the Fall Guys, truck from the 80s show with just a big horseshoe on there.
Oh, and I could wear my hat.
Oh, your hat would
definitely wear the hat. Yeah.
100%. Back to Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, do we have to? I'm enjoying the pickup truck chat. You just get the sense that he's really going to take his opportunity now. That he's sort of really, it's all down to him at the Colts now. So I think it's going to be exciting against the Titans as well. I think that he'll get the better of them. And I just get the sense that when you talk to people in and around the Colts, they say that he is just razor sharp in the film room. He's an excellent character around the team, 26 years of age, and he's actually been a really experienced backup quarterback. It's depending on, we did come from New England, of course.
And the McDaniel schooling.
You're never going to get a game over Brady. So it's interesting to see that for a backup quarterback, he is so experienced, but I'm just going to really back him. And for the price of $6,000, why not?
And if you're threatening to get a game over Brady New England, you just get dealt to the 49ers. You're going to lose, really, if you're threatening and knocking on that door. Love that pick. I've got a few here. So I'm going to put Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, in the mix again. It's worth pointing out, the time of recording this, he is questionable. They're expecting him to play, but keep a very close eye on that one for all the reasons I gave earlier on. TJ Hockenson, the Detroit tight end, the rookie tight end, taking on the Chargers. You can get him for $6K. Oh, what a debut he had last week. 22.1 fantasy points. Matt Stafford loves going to him, clearly. I think he's going to factor again. A cheaper option here, if you're looking at tight end, is Darren Waller at the Raiders. You can get him for 5-4 if you want to look at a tight end option there. I think he had around 10 and change points last weekend. And here's a sneaky left field pick.
Like this.
Adrian Peterson.
Ooh,
remember him?
He's back.
Didn't do much last weekend, of course. But Geis is out, which means he's going to get more carries for Washington. Yes, they're going up against Dallas. The Stern defense, pretty decent against the run. But 4,800, Adrian Peterson has proved time and time again that he loves to prove people wrong. Everybody's saying, oh, this is the twilight, the swan song. He's only going to pick up a few yards here and there. I could see him going big a few more times this season on. I think this could be one of those games that he does that.
So 4.8, that's incredible.
It's a steal.
Really. That
it's a steal.
That is loose change. I love that.
It's exactly what I like. We're going to keep that. Loose change.
Loose
we're going
change.
To keep it. And particularly red zone as well, a goal line threat. That's something to bear in mind with him as well. They might well go to him short yardage in the red zone. All right. Flip side of that, avoid. Players you don't want to have a piece of at all.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Antonio Brown. I mean, it goes without saying that this is probably an avoid right now, but it's the sort of thing that, you know, in this game, again, because you get the chance to go, you know, a clean slate every week, you know, he's definitely worth the £8,000 that he's judged at. But I don't think that, even if he does or doesn't play, if he does play, I don't believe that he's in that triangle of trust yet.
Yes.
I don't believe that he will know the playbook well enough. I don't believe that if he does play, he's going to have an outstanding game. I personally believe he won't start, but I just don't feel it's not the right time. It just feels icky for me. And
yep.
I just don't feel that if he does play, he'll play up to his talents that we all know that he's got.
I think that's a great shot. You nailed it with the triangle of trust. You know that Brady is maybe the prototypical quarterback that you've got to be on the same page with him.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're out the door at Foxborough. Now, obviously, he's not a rookie receiver scrabbling around trying to impress Brady. But nevertheless, I think he'll play it safe. And you mentioned earlier on why you pick Brady, I guess. So many options around him. Philip Dorsett is suddenly a superstar, but he's got so many options. Josh Gordon back as well. If he plays, I think it's not clear he's going to necessarily have a big game. He might do, but it's too high risk. So I love that.
Did you hear the rumors as well that Antonio Brown's living in the Tom Brady's outhouse?
He's got an outhouse?
That is unbelievable.
Do you have an outhouse, Saul?
I don't, but I should. And
we should work
Brown
on that.
Comes up.
That's we'll make the calls.
Unreal.
We'll make an extraordinary stuff. The whole thing has been a very strange chain of events. So you're staying away from Antonio Brown. I've got a couple of players to stay away from. Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, in particular Deshaun Watson. Now, they are a hell of a tag team, and this is where the line between reality and fantasy gets a little bit blurred, right? It's about the money. At 8.5 for Deshaun Watson, 9,000 for Hopkins. Hopkins, as Mike Carlson said on our podcast on Wednesday, he thinks Hopkins is the best receiver in the NFL right now, which is a high call, a big
massively
call, because
bold.
There are some heavyweights in the mix there, but he is no doubt about it, top five. He always seems to deliver. They're going up against the Jaguars. Now, this is where, for me, it gets interesting. The offensive line is doing what it did last season and not protecting Deshaun Watson enough. So I think with this Jaguars front seven, who have to win this game, have a point to prove, I think they're going to go guns blazing for him. And I think Watson is therefore under pressure. Hopkins could still post 120, 140 yards, a couple of scores, but I think it's a lot less likely than in other weeks. So I don't like the matchup, and I don't like Deshaun Watson in this one at all against the Jags. Jalen Ramsey in the mix as well there. So I'm saying them to avoid. Kyler Murray is the other one up. People are going to start to think I've got something against Kyler Murray, oh, because I picked him last week to avoid as well. And hey, he proved me wrong in many respects, put up almost 23 points, most of which in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
seemingly as well. And as I said last week, hell of a player. Love him. Really excited and really made up for him in the way that he came back in the game after such a horrendous start. Up against the Ravens though, only 6.5. It's still for me an unknown quantity at too high a risk. So it wouldn't surprise me if he has another good game, or at least a game that replicates what he did in the fourth quarter and beyond against Detroit. But I think it's too high risk.
Yeah,
I'd steer clear on that one. What about defense? Where are you going?
Well, I'm keeping the gag running. Anyone that's playing Miami.
Nice.
So I'm going back to New England. It just makes sense. We did see, we touched on it earlier, but they were so poor. They were so poor. When they entered into that red zone area, it just looked like they didn't know what to do. They were scared, or they were just confused. There was a massive lack of communication. And their defense was really, really disappointing for mine.
What, and also the stories about Minka Fitzpatrick being on the block to move on. I mean, the message that must be sending out to the locker room. We heard that all these stories about players asking for a trade immediately after to be dealt. I mean, clearly there is a bad vibe there at the moment. Yeah. It could go horribly wrong. You're not slightly worried about Fitz though. And we all know that Fitz can flex it when he needs to.
He's a good player, but we discussed last week on the pod whether or not you would have him on your team, and I just don't see the worth there. You know, he is a good player, and again, this is where that blurred line comes into play, because he is a great player, and Miami are actually really lucky to have him, but I just don't see him getting, or anyone getting on the end of any of his balls, so I'm going to go New England, who actually looked really, really, really strong against Pittsburgh last week, so I'm going for New England.
I feel, incidentally, as a tangential point, Fitz would approve both of the top and the hat.
Really?
Yeah, I think he would. I think you'd get the thumbs up, the double thumbs up from Fitz.
Can we make a shout out to him right now?
Probably watching. And, or definitely listening. There you go.
Can you rock this look one day, please?
She's got quite a Cam Newton vibe. I could see Cam dropping that in a press conference. I didn't think of that before, of course. He loves his hats. Okay, so Patriots, smart play, 4,900 as well for them, against, Miami, which is a steal. Yeah. That's what it is. I like the Ravens against the Cardinals. $5,000, which is a, you know, chunk of change for a defense. But it's one of the very best in the NFL, as it proved against Miami. I think it's gonna, be very, very strong against a new and fresh and young Cardinals offense. Larry Fitzgerald, notwithstanding, he's still balling and he's what, 55 years old. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I got 13 points, week one. And I think they're going to go similar to, to that point total against Arizona this week as well. So $5,000 gets you the Ravens. I think that's where we go on that one.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, can I just say before I forget, next week, moustache. Thoughts on celebrating Gardner Minshew? I think we need to have stashes. That was unbelievable storyline.
You
wasn't
were
it?
Starting. Yeah. I mean, we both got a bit of facial hair going on.
Yeah. I'm transitioning into the moustache sort of phase.
Yes.
Out of celebration for Gardner
Minshew. Yeah.
I absolutely love him. He was actually really good as well. We knew not very much about him going in. We just knew he had fantastic facial hair.
Yes.
But he was great to watch. And I think if you're a pod listener, or us indeed, I think we need to celebrate Gardner Minshew with a moustache.
I love that. I have a feeling that all around Florida at the moment, the Minshew is being broken out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've actually got mates over there at the moment. They walked into a barber shop and said, can I have the Minshew?
Legends.
Absolutely.
Didn't even blink. Of course you can. I think, all kinds of Minshew love going on there. And you're right. He looks so composed as well. Didn't he?
Totally.
Always a very good sign when a quarterback gets thrown in. It's one thing when a rookie is starting, or a young quarterback is starting, when you get thrown in when you did not expect it in your very first game, and you were just cool hand, Luke.
It's a great point. It's a totally different experience when you are a rookie. Say, for example, last season when Sam Darnold came into the picture, it was different because I think that there was a very, very high level of expectation, and he sort of had weeks upon weeks to be sitting there going, oh, geez, you know, New York's going to hate me if I stuff this up. But Gardner Minshew just being thrown into this baptism of fire, and it can make or break a player. It really can. So I'd like to think in this situation it's going to make him, because it just makes you a better player if you can sink or swim.
What a great story that would be. In Gardner we trust. Keep an eye on him as well. Hope you enjoyed that. Remember, just a recap, like I said at the top, Paddy Power Fantasy is where you're head. Two big competitions this weekend. The £1 million top prize, that costs £9 to enter, but you could be walking away with £1 million. Or there's a super free contest. So if you're new to it, you just want to chance your arm, try your hand, won't cost you a thing. Just register, get involved. It's just the 6 PM games as well. And the top 1500 customers in that league get a prize, £1,000 for first place. Oh, gotta love that. For more NFL chat, just head to your podcatcher of choice. Subscribe to The Nat Coombs Show. We're dropping 4 episodes a week. The OG, fine work, my friend.
Thank you, my friends.
We'll be back next week, for more fantasy steers. Enjoy. Good to see you.